Tracy Wolfson is a sideline reporter for the NFL on CBS. She'll be reporting from the sidelines tonight. Eagles take on the Panthers. Thursday night football on CBS. It's a good one, Tracy. Hi, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Tracy, here's my question. As I know it's the now, it's the 2-4-1 teams. I'm thinking in 3 or 4 years' time, if I have to be a fan of one of these teams, who do you think's in a better position, Philadelphia or Carolina?
You know, it's funny. We were just having this conversation, and we were talking about those teams that can potentially go on a dynasty. And I'm not saying that either one of these teams could do that, but I think Philadelphia is in a really great position. And I had a chance to meet Carson Wentz last year. First game that I did with him was against Pittsburgh. Blew him out, and it was like an eye-opening experience for us. And I just loved what Doug Peterson brought. I loved what he brought. And now you throw in this defense, which is really young. They got a lot of leaders on this defense, and Malcolm Jenkins. They got Fletcher Cox, who may or may not play tomorrow. But I can see both sides of the ball right now kind of growing the confidence and what's happening inside that locker room where they all believe, they all trust each other. And that's a hidden component that not many people realize that that's so important when it comes to success down the road. So right now, if you had to pick one of these two teams, I would have to say the Philadelphia Eagles.
Carson Wentz comes from a small school, went to North Dakota State University, not exactly a high-profile Div 1 program, but what about him to you is makes him special? What makes him that great quarterback, great young quarterback?
Well, there's a few things. Confidence. He has confidence, and he knows how to win. He won at North Dakota State. He understands what it takes. He's really soft-spoken when you sit down and you meet with him. But as we were told from defensive players, from Doug Peterson, remember when we spoke to, he never gets rattled, never gets nervous. And that's really, you wouldn't think from such a young quarterback. He goes out there and he just commands attention. He's so confident. The other thing about him, he's not only extremely smart, but he has somewhat of a photographic memory. So what happens is he can read plays really quickly. He can digest things really quickly. And that was one of the things last year they talked about is during OTAs, they didn't have to waste any time because immediately he saw the mistakes and he was able to pick up a play and he got it. And that's happening even now. He's doing a lot more pre-snap reads. He's able to change things. They're giving him a lot more responsibility at the line. And then he comes off the field, he sees something once and he's able to adjust. And I think that makes him really special as a young quarterback right now.
Fans love Thursday night football. We always hear about players and the short week. When you don't have the cameras in front of you and you're having those discussions, does it come too quick for these players? Are they banged up? You know, do they welcome the one national game on Thursday, or is it tough for them?
You know, I'm seeing more and more, of course, you know, they would love the rest and recovery, but I'm seeing more and more players embracing Thursday night football, a primetime opportunity, and then they look on the other end and they're like, oh, I get 10 days off. You know, so for them, that's how they're starting to look at it. Look, it's part of the league. It is what it is. So I think they've just realized this is what's going to happen. You know, it's not going away. I think they're embracing being in prime time, another opportunity to showcase their team, especially a team as young like the Philadelphia Eagles. And then, you know, and against Carolina, you have 2-4-1 teams, like you said. So, yeah, you know, neither one of these teams is particularly banged up coming into this game. They have a few injuries that are questionable coming in. Maybe one or two guys that, you know, when you have a concussion, you're unable to really recover that quickly on that short week. That's the one injury you're really concerned about. But and Lane Johnson will be out, their right tackle for the Eagles. But besides that, I think fans, I think players, I think coaches, I think they're just, you know, this is the way of the game right now. I think they're looking forward to Thursday night football. I don't know, as a fan and someone who plays fantasy football, I love Thursday night. I want the week to get started as quickly as possible.
The Carolina Panthers are 4-1, but are they lucky to be 4-1 because their defense is the worst in their division?
You know, I don't think they're lucky to be 4-1. I actually think what's happening, and everyone, you know, you talked about Carolina Panthers earlier in the season or the first few games struggling a little bit. I think it's their offense, certainly, that is guiding them. I think Cam Newton is playing better and better right now. He had the offseason shoulder injury. He's the timing with his receivers and with they're on target. They're learning how to use Christian McCaffrey. And their defense, their secondary is specifically a little bit a chance, you know, especially for Philadelphia to to take advantage of that. That'll be an interesting matchup, but I don't think they're lucky. I think they're, you know, they're kind of looking like a team they were in 2015. I think they got over that Super Bowl hangover, which really plagued them last year, and I think they're coming together as a team right now.
Tracy, you mentioned Cam. You always get a chance to talk to the key figures as you guys prepare for the game on CBS on Thursday night. Awkward or different for you this week to see him and talk to him after his comments last week?
Well, we spoke on the phone, and unfortunately I was not on the call. I had to work on, I do a show called We Need to Talk. So I've known him since the Auburn days. Is it awkward? I mean, yeah, there's frustration when you hear the conversation that he had and the comments that he made, of course. You know, I can go on and on about it. I'm not going to discuss it right now. It's over and it's done with. I'm going to keep those feelings to myself. But hopefully he's learned. I keep saying that. I hope he has learned. And we're going to move on from that conversation and just focus on football right now.
Through social media, I saw you were at the Michigan game with your family, then the Lions game. What's the difference between the two over 24 hours for the fan experience? College football, NFL, with family and not working.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I covered college football for a really long time. So it's pretty similar, but it's pretty similar to when I was working it. But with the family, it's a whole other element. You can relax. You can let your guard down. You can be a fan, right? You can wear your baseball cap and you can sport your gear and you can cheer for a team that you want to cheer for. Of course, those are the Wolverines. And then enjoy it with my kids. And, you know, they get some special experiences being alongside with me. I don't get that many weekends alone with them. So embrace the moment. And my middle guy is a Carolina Panthers fan. I have three boys. So my middle one's a Panthers fan. I said, hey, what better? Let's go to a Lions game. For me, it was like almost got to do a little, you know, work. I scouted the Panthers before doing the game this week. So, yes, it is a completely different experience as a fan, being able to watch these games and being around my kids. But there is a big difference between college and the NFL, that passion, that tradition, that pageantry that comes with it. But both have I love to be around both.
Quickly, who's your fantasy football quarterback? I got Aaron Rodgers. Who's yours?
You know what? I had to switch. I drafted Mariota, and I switched to Alex Smith.
Alex Smith, great choice. Great
Look
choice.
Look at you. Yeah. You know what? It's been a good run for you.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. Tracy, appreciate the time. Have a great call with the crew tonight. Great to talk to you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.